Message or discussion this morning. It's the beginning of the year. I don't know, maybe this is sort of an extension of my first message last week, but I wanted to just talk about some more practical things this morning, some sort of more life application things this morning, and then maybe after this Shabbat we'll get on. So I want to open this morning with from Proverbs 17:24. An intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions. Look, I don't want to start the year off by calling anyone a fool this morning, this is the scripture here. But I do want to have us making some good decisions for our new year, and so this is the proverb that I wanted to open with this morning. It's sort of natural for us to look back at 2017 and see all of the wrong decisions that we might have made or we did make during the year. We look back and we see failed accomplishments that we did during the year, and sometimes, you know, just downright mistakes that we made over the year. And it's very natural for us to do that, for each of us to do that. And in a way, it's not wrong to do that, because we do learn from our mistakes, and we should be learning from our mistakes. But the thing is, we can all sit around and sort of look back and have this pity party of all the lists of all the bad things and the mistakes that we did during the year. And it can ruin us for the rest of this year, because we spend so much time dwelling on all the bad things that we did and all the bad mistakes that we did. It just ruins us, and we don't sort of snap out of it sometimes and get out of it and start moving on. Or we can decide to make the most of it with that list, with the understanding, and then move on with the new year, because this is God's grant. This is the time that he grants for us, this new time, this new year. Every day is a new year. We know that. Scripture says every morning is a new morning for us, and every day is a new start for us. Well, this is a new year for us and a new start for us. So this is time that God grants us. So if we make good, conscientious decisions, this may be the best year that you've had so far, 2018. You know, and we know that we look back, we see some years are good, some years are bad, some years are good, some years are bad. Hopefully, every year isn't bad, 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 getting worse. But the thing is, it doesn't matter, because I say this morning that this could be the best year that you've ever had. No matter how you feel right now, let's just look at this and see that the possibility, it's real. The point is, the time is moving on. And we talked about moments last week and time that God gives us. So that's why I said maybe it's a little extension of that, but I just want to talk a little bit more of that idea. But time is moving on, and time isn't going to just sit around for us until we make up our minds to make a good decision. Time moves on. See, time isn't going to stop. You know, you see the sci-fi things where somebody has some kind of a gadget and they push the button and everything freezes except them. And they can do whatever they need to do. And then when they do what they needed to do, they push the button and everything goes again. You know, but time, it doesn't work that way. That's pure sci-fi. It's pure sci-fi. It doesn't work that way. Time is not going to sit around for us to make good decisions. So the time to start making good decisions is right now to make those good decisions. Like every year, last year was a year of some stupid stuff that we did. It's the only way to say it. Some great things that we did during the year, and some lousy things that we did during the year. The ups and the downs, every year is like that. But, that, you know, the bad news is that nothing that we can do can change last year. Nothing that we can do can change what happened last year. Can we change situations? Well, yes, We can correct things. We can make wrong things right. But what happened last year, and it's gone. Because time marches on, as it says. And so that, in a way, is the bad news. But the good news is that God is granting us another year so that we can make changes for right now and for the future, and then move on from that. If we just think about that proverb that I gave, are you going to start off 2018 in haste or in too many directions at one time? That's basically what the proverb is about. There are some points to help us get us moving in that right directions. I just thought about some things and jotted some things down. First of all, we need to, and this might be the hardest thing for each of every one of us to sort of wrap our minds around it, but not just wrap our minds around it, but to actually put it in action. We need to accept responsibility for our lives. And in today's society is making it harder and harder for us to accept responsibility, because it's making it easier and easier to put it on something else or someone else. And that's the way society is moving today. But we need to accept responsibility for our individual lives. We know that too many people blamed everyone else for their problems. A lot of people do that. And they, when they run out of people blaming, they find another group to blame or someone else to blame. Or sometimes they'll start blaming on situations. It's becoming where it was who to blame. Now it is what to blame. You even see this, and it shows up in media, on TV ads and everything. You know, everything now, they're blaming everything on a disease. Everything is a disease. They tack on the word disease after it. When they put the word disease after it, it takes the responsibility off of us, because it's a disease. See? And think about that. Think about that. And next time you see something and they tack on the word disease on it, think about these words this morning. It takes the responsibility away from us by saying it is a disease. It's not a disease. It's not a physiological disease. But they tack on that word with us. They say, and I hear this a lot today, and I know people hear it, I have an imbalance. It's a chemical imbalance. Now, look, are there chemical imbalances? Absolutely. But we hear imbalance used. It's handed out left and right. You have an imbalance. You have a hormone imbalance. You have a chemical imbalance. You have this kind of imbalance, that kind of imbalance. There are imbalances. But coupled with that is our bad choices that we make. And what we have done in our lives, and a lot of times they just tack on, it's an imbalance. Too many kids today, the catch-all term today is, they have ADD or ADHD, or they have, you know, whatever they have. They have attention deficit. Now, why didn't we hear that stuff years ago? And people say, well, we didn't have that term. We didn't recognize it. But today, it's like every other kid has ADD. Oh, they have ADD. They have ADD. If a kid, you know, look, boys will be boys. Boys are different than girls, no matter what the world says today. Boys were made different than girls, and boys act like boys, and boys do boy things. Well, the problem is today, because society, they strive so much to make boys and girls the same or interchangeable. If they act like a boy, there's a problem. So their attention span is not right. They have ADD. Let's give them a medication to do that. Or let's put them in therapy to do that. If it were the case, all of us would have been, all the boys at least, would have been ADD. See, but this is what happens today. And why? It takes the responsibility off of not only the kid, that let's whoop the kid's rear end once in a while. Well, let's whoop the parents' rear ends once in a while because they're not parenting properly. And that's what's going on. It takes the responsibility away. Now, I'm going to say, I was a kid that was very hyper as a kid. I was what they would call the problem child growing up. And I did, and maybe I had some of these things, but and so I understand this and I recognize it and I see what's going on. But the thing is, the point is, they're allowing people not to say, I am responsible mostly for what's going on today. And so this is what we're having today. People, you know, we've always had these excuses going up. I was the youngest, so mom and dad this, this, and this, and this. I was the oldest, and so mom and dad treating me this, this, and this. See, these excuses have always been there, but there are more excuses today than ever. Well, some of these, they do have bearing, like I said, and they have bearing on how sometimes we can mess up things in our lives. We have this extra edge in our lives as believers, and I speak to you with the assumption, but with the understanding that most of you are believers in certainly in God and in Messiah. And every once in a while, we have a few people here that have not yet accepted Yeshua, and I know that you're here, and you're certainly welcome to be here. But the point is, we have that extra edge. And it's really not just a small edge. The extra edge is that we have a coach. We have a helper. We have, as the liturgy says, a savior and a shield. We have someone that can guide us each and every day and help us. We have that edge over what the people out there don't have. And I might say that because they don't have that help, too many times their edge becomes medication and psychiatrists and psychologists. And I'm not saying medication and psychiatry and psychology is a bad thing, but what I'm saying is a lot of the edge that we have will help us and keep us away from that for a longer period. But we have that wonderful coach to guide us. So let's go to Galatians 6:5. Did you just put that up? Boy, that was fast. This Nate is bad. He's fast. For each one shall bear his own load. This is what Shaul said to the Galatians. Each one shall bear his own load. Now look, the Galatians, they were into all kinds of spiritual garbage. They were all idol worshipers, idolaters. They went to the temples with the pagan priests and priests and priestesses, and their lives were spiritually messes. And he said to them, each one of you has to bear his own load. In other words, I'm here to teach you. I'm here to guide you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. I'm here to tell you about God the Father, about the Messiah. I'm here to tell how you need them in your life. And now you need them in your life. But you have to understand that each of you have to bear your own load. In other words, don't just say, oh, I have God and Messiah in my life now. I'm not going to lift a finger to do anything anymore. We still have to work at it. We still have to bear that own load, our own load. But we have the great guide and protector and savior and shield on our side. You see, and so what he says is true. And so what I read for you this morning is really, it's really true. Now, let me tell you, that's the New King James. In the King James, it says, for each shall bear his own burden. So what is your burden in your life? What do you have in your life that's dragging you down? You know, if you're honest with yourself, you know what is in your life that's slowing you down from enjoying completeness of your life. You know what it is. I don't know what it is. God knows what it is. But I don't know it. Maybe people around you don't know it. But you know what it is. So the thing is, whatever that burden is, you have to act with it. You have to go with it. You have to try to improve it. But God is here, and Yeshua is here, and the Ruach, the Spirit, is here to help you to take care of that burden. Yeshua says, you know, take the my yoke is easy. My burden is light. In other words, let me lighten your burden. He's here to do that. Here's the truth of the scripture. Whether I like it or not, I am responsible for my actions. That's it. That's the final act. Whether we like it or not, we are responsible for our final actions. And it's no matter what circumstances are, no matter what imbalances may be there, no matter how you were raised, no matter what happens, the final responsibility is on you. That you can say yes, or you can say no, or you could stand there and take it, or you can walk away. That's the truth of the scriptures. All of us have two kinds of circumstances in our lives. Those we have no control over. Because talking about these things, there are things we don't have control over. Things happen in our lives. Physical things happen in our lives, and we don't have control. You can eat healthy, organic, all the right foods. You can still come down with an illness. The thing is, and you don't have control over that sometimes. Things just happen. Even with our planning, even with our plans and what we try to do and how we try to do things right, you know, people, look, we all know people, they eat right, they exercise right, they do all kinds of things, and they end up in a hospital with a heart attack or with diabetes or whatever. It happens. Things do happen in our lives. Those are the circumstances that really many times are beyond our control. Beyond our control. And so there are, the second one is the circumstances because of our choices that we make. Those are the only two kinds in our lives that we have. The ones that are truly beyond our control, truly, if they're totally beyond our control because things happen, or the ones that, because of choices that we have made. Both kinds even if they're going to happen, what's important is how we respond to them. Both. Even if it's things that happen in our lives that we have absolutely no control over, or we have control, we made bad choices, the question is, how are you going to respond from now forward? Even if it's something that you had nothing to do with it, that you were purely innocent from it, that you did all the right things in your life, and something happens. Now the thing is, how are you going to respond to it? That's the key. You know, it's sort of like, you know, that thing of the enemy working in our lives, and the enemy tried to do things in our lives, and the reality is the enemy is here to try to do things in our lives, and sometimes he gets in and he does things in our lives. You know, and so it's not bad and it's not a sin if the enemy has done something in your life. That's not the sin is. The sin is, how are you going to respond to, if you respond in a bad way, then you're in the sin arena. See, because the enemy does things to all of us all the time. How are we going to respond to that? It's not a sin if the enemy has done something in your life. That's not the sin. That's not the bad thing. The bad thing is when we don't respond positively and in a good way, and in a way that God would like us to respond. And so in that same way, this is the question, no matter what the circumstances are, how are we going to respond? We need to not just take responsibility in our lives, but believe that you can change. You believe that you can change. We see stories about people changing all the time. Let me go to one more scripture, Philippians. All right, I just want to see. I want to see how fast he does that. Okay, Philippians 4:13, and I've given you three versions because they're all a little bit different, but they all give us a real complete picture here. I can do all things through Messiah who strengthens me. Shaul writes to the Philippians. That's the New King James in the complete Jewish Bible. I can do all things through him who gives me power. And then the Jerusalem Bible, which is not usually used, but I looked at all these translations. This was the one. There is nothing I cannot master with the help of Messiah who gives me strength. They're all basically saying this. God, he strengthens me, he gives me power, and he gives me strength. This is through Messiah. Our Messiah. The Messiah that we have accepted in our lives. This is what we should look to. Because no matter how you translate it, it's all saying the same thing, that we can do all these things through Messiah, even when it seems that it's not possible for it to happen, because we do have that edge, big edge, against all the people out there in the world today. People that have no relationship with God. There are people that have no relationship with God and or Messiah in their lives. They change their lives every day. They do. You hear stories on Oprah. On Dr. Phil. You hear these things all the time. Sometimes they'll be on Facebook and they'll be on YouTube. People talk about things that they've overcome in their lives, and it's a great thing. I'm not negating that. What I'm telling you is, if people that are without God in their lives can change their life, how much greater can we change our lives that we have God and Messiah in our lives? Isn't that true? Right? But people do change their life. People overcome all the time. We hear about people, their backgrounds, the neighborhoods they came from, the family they came through, the drug things that they came through, the neighbor, the bad friends that they had, and then they lift themselves up by their bootstraps because they didn't have God to do it in their lives, but they made a decision in their life that they were going to make a change in their life. And it's funny, I mentioned Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, but really, it's true. Now, first of all, let me tell you, Dr. Phil is a believer. But let me tell you about Dr. Phil, and this is before he, was a believer. He was homeless as a teenager. People don't know this. He was homeless as a teenager. He left home when he was young, and he was living in his car when he was young. Now he has, he has his doctorates. And he's very successful, and he helps people. But the thing is, people sometimes they don't realize and they don't understand about that, about where he came from, and how I know. I'll tell you. I'm going to let you in. There's a show called Bull. It's a TV show. I don't know if you've ever seen Bull. Well, Bull is produced, and it's about Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil. I don't know if you know it. Yeah, that's Dr. Phil portrayed as an actor. In other words, that's based on Dr. Phil's life. So if you remember that Bull talks about he was homeless at one point in his life. He was, and so that's how I know. But yeah, that's about Dr. Phil. Okay, enough about Dr. Phil. I don't want to give him any more time this morning. He makes enough money on his own. But the thing is, this is that people every day make changes in their life. People, we have a great edge. We have a great helper. We can make changes, great changes in our lives every day. So let's make some great changes for 2018. All right. So, take the responsibility. Believe that you can change. And then be specific about it. In other words, don't just say, Lord, help me change. Lord, help me. Be specific. Be specific in what you're asking the Lord for, but mostly be specific to yourself, what you want to change this year, and do it. If you want to make a plan to do it. What are some of the steps you have to do to make those changes? Okay, maybe ask the Lord to show you the changes to make, but be specific. Don't be general about it. It is important for us to be specific, to have a specific plan. You know, people that are out there that have businesses, they don't just say, well, I'm starting Starbucks, and what's my plan? I'm going to sell a lot of coffee. They had a plan. You know, I'm going to sell a lot of computers. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. People had plans, specific plans. So we need to be specific. Okay, let's move on. Ecclesiastes 11:4. I want to use another one. No, that's okay. That's good. He who observes the wind will not sow. He who regards the clouds will not reap. You might have to read it a couple of times, but here's the paraphrase. If you wait for the perfect condition, you will never get anything done. That's my paraphrasing it. See, he who just sits around observing the wind, let me see what the direction is good. Well, now the direction, now the direction, now the direction, now the direction's not good. Direction, now. I'm not gonna cast the seed because it's a little too windy today. I'm not gonna cast the seed because it's not quite windy enough. I'm not gonna cast the seed today because I would like to come from the south, but it's coming from the north. Today I'm not gonna cast the seed onto the ground because it's coming from the east. I'd like it to come a little bit more from the west. You can do that the rest of your life. You'll never cast the seed. Or you're regarding the clouds. Well, today it's a little bit cloudy out and the sun's not quite out there. Oh, now it's too sunny out there. Now there's no sun at all. Now it's partly sunny today. You could spend all the time looking at the weather and see how much cloud versus how much sun there is. The thing is, the harvest will start rotting on the vine because you're not going to harvest it because you're spending too much time looking at all the other stuff. And the reality is we can find all kinds of excuses. Well, I'm going to start my diet after this weekend. First, this weekend, we're going to go out. And I know we're going to go out. We're going to go out to a restaurant. We're going to eat. Okay. Oh, but now, wait a minute, you know, in 3 or 4 more days, we're going to go here, and there's a party someone has, so we're going to stop. We're going to wait, and then we'll wait after the party, and then after that, well, the weekend's coming up again, and you know, don't we do this? See, so the thing is, stop. We need to stop doing that. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions, and let's just start doing it. And take the responsibility and know that you can change if you put your mind to it and be specific about it. And I'm going to end just a little bit here this morning, maybe a little unorthodox, just about ending it, but okay, because here's my, you have the well-known proverb by Lao Tzu. Every journey begins with its first step, don't we? Right? We all know it. It's Lao Tzu. He wrote this thing, you know, 600 years or so before Yeshua was born. And we use it, and the world uses it, because it's really true that every journey begins with its first step. If you don't take that first step, you're not moving and you're not on your way. But you know what? Here's the thing. And maybe this will just help us a little bit, because this is my last scripture here from Proverbs. Because a man's steps are of the Lord. So every journey, every long journey, every long, long, long journey starts with its first step. However, a man's steps are of the Lord. Let the Lord guide you even with that first step. He says he will. He says he can. And he says he wants to. And so let's begin that journey. 2018, and let's let the Lord direct our steps. But the thing is, even if he directs our steps, you still need to take the initiative to take that step and do it on your own. You know, don't just stand there waiting for the Lord to push you. He's going to take it. We need to do it. We need to do it. We need to know that we can change, and we need to take the initiative to do it. Shabbat shalom, everyone.